Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. We are talking with Yolanda Presswood, champion vegan bikini competitor. And in the previous episode, we got to know a little bit more about Yolanda, how she's a mother, and she's able to keep up this amazingly ripped, muscular, defined, and sexy physique and go on to win contests. You got to check her out if you haven't already. That's Yolanda Presswood. Now, in this episode, if you're curious to know what a champion physique, how to achieve a champion female physique on a vegan diet, this is the episode for you. We're going to go deep into exactly what Yolanda eats, how much she eats, how often she eats, and how she puts it all together so that she can attain this physique. Enjoy. Let's go into, I want to know how you got that insanely amazing body of yours. I mean, you're fit, you're lean as all hell, and you just got some of the most beautiful muscles ever. And I want you to share your exercise and your nutrition strategy for my audience, especially to the women who feel that it's too difficult for women to gain muscle, because you've certainly proven that's not true.
Well, thank you so much for all the compliments. I appreciate it. And with my diet, I eat a bunch of plants, and that's really how I fuel my body. You want specifics on?
Well, we're going to break it down meal by meal, food by food, amounts, timing, everything. How do you structure your eating so that you can build that beautiful muscle and stay nice and lean? Do you vary the type of days that you have? Do you have up days, down days, or do you pretty much eat the same type of way every day out of the week?
Well, I have training day scheduling. I have non-training day scheduling. They don't vary a whole lot, except that I have my post-workout meal is a little bit different, which would be meal two. So just meal two would vary. I eat every 2.5 hours, sometimes 2 hours if I'm really hungry, wake up starving, just continually fuel the body all day long, protein, carbs, and fat for pretty much every meal. Third of a cup of oats in the morning, some berries.
All right, so you eat a lot of meals. I'm guessing it sounds like if you're eating every 2 to 2.5 hours, you know, at least 6 meals a day, right?
Yeah, six to seven.
And then you've got the training meal plan, and you got the non-training meal plan. You're saying that they're not that much different. They're basically the difference is going to be the post-workout meal that you have. So
right.
let's break it down then. So I'm guessing that meal one for you is pretty much the same every day, whether you're training or not, right?
Correct.
What does meal one look like?
It's a small portion of oats, some berries. Got to have my berries every day. Strawberries.
Yeah, what are your favorite berries?
Strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries.
Mm, nice.
Every day. And then some plant fusion.
And a little scoop of protein powder.
Coconut oil.
And coconut oil. Coconut oil. Tell me about coconut oil. So, and the coconut oil, is that for flavor, nutrition, or what's going on there?
More so, this is a healthy fat, MCT, energy.
All right,
for me,
cool.
Personally, anyways, I find that it really, back last year, I was doing peanut butter in my oats, and I found for myself with staying lean, it's easier for me with the coconut oil in small.
Oh, so you got better results using coconut oil versus peanut butter.
I did, yeah. I found that the peanut butter mixed with my oats was maybe a little too sticky, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't burn through it as easily as I could, as well as for my carb sources throughout the day. Brown rice for me would be a treat because it's also really sticky for me. I do much better with yams as a carb source. So same in that area. But the coconut oil for me is just, I mean, it's it tastes like butter. So, I mean, it's just super yummy. But
yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, so that's kind of the trade-off for me. I do have peanut butter once a day. I do a protein pudding, which is something that's, I mean, you know, it's, I don't know, well, I guess when people prep for competitions, I don't even think they eat peanut butter. I think that's something they have to deprive themselves of, but I eat it twice a day, so I think probably choke someone if I didn't eat peanut butter every day.
All right, so make sure that you got your peanut butter. Got it. All right, so meal one, oats, berries, protein powder, coconut oil. Is that all you have for meal one?
That's what I have for meal one every day.
Cool. You take any supplements besides protein powder?
I do. I use Stark Nutraceuticals branched-chain amino acid. I take that like on an empty stomach first thing every morning.
Okay, so that's even before meal one.
Say that again?
So that's even before you have meal one.
Yeah, that would be before I have meal one. And if I do fasted cardio, then that would be before. And depending on what I'm doing, be it cutting or right now I'm just trying to stay somewhere in the range of building, staying a little lean. So I also use Stark Nutraceuticals. It's called Reduce. It's the, methionine and a couple amino acids just to help my body burn fat more readily. So I do
like a fat burning supplement. Okay, so branched chain amino acids,
yeah.
And then your fat burner. Okay, so this is all on an empty stomach right when you wake up.
Yep.
All right. Would you have that next to your bed or something, and so you could just roll out and pop it in your mouth?
No, I keep it. Well, it depends. Sometimes if I do some HIIT training here fasted, then I will have it in here with my water. I'm always prepared that way. I mean, I'm a stickler with being prepared. It's super important to success of really anything, right? Mm. So as far as fitness, I mean, I set everything out. I've got my pot on the stove in the morning. I have everything in my gym bag. And typically I'll do fasted cardio. If I come home, I will eat. And an hour later, I hit the gym. So, and I have two children. I have pets. I have a house. I have clients. So it's all got to be taken care of. And, you know, it's got to be ducks in a row for sure for success.
Nice. All right. Very cool. Let's go to meal two.
Meal number two could vary from rice cake, some peanut butter, or a banana with some plant fusion and some peanut butter.
The peanut butter's happening no matter what in meal two.
Yeah, the peanut butter's got to happen. And then if for my post-workout, I always have coconut water to rehydrate and then some protein powder for that. And I usually always make sure I have some carb source right after weight training.
Okay, so you work out after your first meal?
An hour later, yeah.
All right, so you have your oats, protein powder, coconut oil, and then an hour after that you work out, and then you go right into meal two. So that would explain the banana or the rice cake. Okay.
Yeah, and it's... Well, no, meal two, I'm sorry, the banana and that would be on a non-training day.
Okay, so you're gonna do a banana and a rice cake, is that what you said?
Yeah, with some nut butter on a non-training day.
Okay, and then on a training day, you're going to do coconut water and protein powder?
Correct. And I usually have either some yams or a rice cake.
Rice cake. Okay, got it. So you're putting in some more carbohydrates on your training days.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Okay, great. Is there anything else to eat with meal two?
Nope.
All right,
lots
meal three.
Lots of water.
Lots of water. How much water do you drink every day?
I drink usually about a gallon.
A gallon.
I do 20 to 40 ounces of water in between every meal.
Hmm. Oh, that's smart. Okay. All right, meal three?
Yeah, it kind of helps. It helps me. I don't carry around a gallon jug. I just have my shaker cup. So I just fill it twice in between each meal, and it kind of helps me with that. Meal three, I will either eat soy tempeh, because I'm gluten-free, soy tempeh, or tofu with barbecue sauce. That's another one of my have-to-haves.
What kind of barbecue sauce do you have?
Sometimes I'll make my own. And other times I'll just grab one from Clark's that's here, like a locale vegan, gluten-free.
Love barbecue sauce. I mean, so how do you make that? What do? You fry up your tofu, or do you eat it straight out of the container?
I just steam it for a few minutes.
Steam tofu?
And then, I mean, sometimes I'll steam it with my broccoli and asparagus or whatever veggie I have. It might be zucchini or cabbage or just lightly. Yeah, I'll lightly steam it in there.
And then just throw some barbecue sauce in all of that?
I do. I don't have a whole lot of time. Usually I'm trying to, you know, keep it as simple and as plain as possible. It helps my brain, so I don't, for me personally, if I start getting super creative, it sounds really strange, but this is how brains like mine function as far as having to stay in a structured routine. If I go outside of my structured routine and get really creative with my food, it leads me to eating things that I'm not supposed to. So I just keep it real simple, real quick and easy. It does the job. It's good. I'm happy. And we're out the door.
That sounds good to me. I mean, barbecue sauce on anything is great to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And salsa. Sometimes if I'm feeling really creative, today I threw some salsa onto my with my avocado.
Ooh, you're feeling unpredictable, huh?
Yeah. So that's usually what meal three looks like.
And then meal four?
Meal four is usually a bunch of veggies and some protein powder. And sometimes it just depends on how I feel. I might throw a bunch of stuff in my Vitamix. And then depending on where I'm at in my training, I'll have some nuts or, a teaspoon of flax oil or something to go along with it. Or I might have a big salad with coconut oil on it, orange, juice drizzle. That's really yummy, too. Mm. So lots of veggies and protein, though, are we at meal four, I think.
Yeah, meal four. That's great. Your salad, you said orange juice. You pour orange juice on your salad as a dressing?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just slice an orange and then squeeze it on there.
Okay. So I'm thinking buying like a box of Tropicana and pouring that on your salad. I'm like, that's unique.
No.
I've never heard of that before. Okay.
No. I mean, I suppose that would work as well, but I mean, it's really easy to slice an orange and orange segments work too.
Right on. That's great. Okay, cool. Next meal.
Meal five is just meal three repeated.
So meal five equals meal three, which was tempeh or tofu plus barbecue sauce. All right, cool.
Yep, and then meal six is my protein chia pudding, and that's the last meal of the day for me. Usually, if I'm still hungry after that, I'll just eat a bunch of green veggies.
You said protein chia pudding.
Yeah, you never had that?
Do describe what that is. I've never heard of that before.
Oh, it's so yummy. It's a scoop of chocolate plant fusion, 2 teaspoons of chia seed, a scoop of peanut butter, and almond milk. And you just whip it up, and it's fluffy, and it's creamy, and it's thick, and it's really good.
And the chia seeds, are the chia seeds soaked ahead of time?
I try to let it for at least 20 minutes, so I usually make it ahead of time, so there's no waiting, because I'm waiting all day for it.
So the chia seeds, but you soak them first before you put them in the blender?
No, I don't soak them first. They just soak in the mixture.
Okay. Oh, I see. So you're not so let me get this right. So you got, because I'm thinking you're putting the chia seeds in the blender, but you're not.
No, not in the blender, just in a bowl.
Let me make sure, because I'm going to make this. This sounds really good. I've got the chia seeds, I've got some protein powder, and we've got the peanut butter. So We're good. So how do you make this protein chia pudding again?
It's one scoop of plant fusion chocolate in a bowl.
Okay. Oh, you put it in a bowl, not in the Vitamix.
No. Yeah, in a bowl.
All right.
2 teaspoons of chia seeds.
Chia? Okay.
1 scoop of peanut butter. And if I mean, I would go for 2 if I were you.
Peanut butter. Okay. No problem. I can do 2.
So 1 scoop of peanut butter. And then about half a cup maybe of almond milk. It just depends. And lately I've been trying it with vanilla bean plant fusions. And that's been really good too. But the chocolate's definitely my favorite. For sure.
And you whip that up. Now, how do you whip this up? And the reason I'm asking, because when I pull out my peanut butter, and I get the natural kind. So the only ingredient that's in there is peanuts. And when I pull it out, it's like, you know, usually it comes out hard as a rock. It doesn't stick. How do you whip that up?
You just stir it.
I know, but I'm saying, well, I don't know. Do you wait for your peanut butter to get to room temperature? Because then it softens up a little bit on my side.
Yeah, if I'm doing natural peanut butter, I just leave it sitting on the counter for the most part.
Mm.
And then if I need to, if it gets too warm in my house, I'll refrigerate it for a while. But it just mixes, just stir it, keep stirring, and then just keep adding almond milk. And I really love it. My favorite is to make raw almond milk and to use that. But if I don't have time, then I just use, my favorite is from Trader Joe's.
So this is really, this is a pretty easy to understand plan. I mean, I'm seeing here that the only difference between your training days and non-training days comes in meal 2. Am I right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's it. You're either just going to do, on a non-training day for meal 2, you're going to eat a rice cake, banana, and peanut butter with plant fusion. And then on the training days, you're going to do coconut water, peanut butter, rice cake, and you'll add a yam to it, and plant fusion, of course.
Yeah, no peanut butter on training day.
No peanut butter on training day for your after workout. Okay, so you're gonna you knock out the peanut butter, but and you're gonna add in a yam instead of a banana, and you're gonna add coconut water. Okay, well, that's easy. That's easy. All right, so you're a busy person. You've got children to raise, you've got clients to train, you got a household to manage, and you've got pets to take care of. So for you, preparation has been the key to your success.
Widely, yeah. And I will add that I also homeschool my children.
And you homeschool your children.
Yeah, so that's it.
So they're there depending on you all day long. You don't get a break. Okay. So tell us, what are some of the keys that you've used? What are some of your greatest secrets to making sure that you constantly eat the foods that you need to eat and keep training day after day?
What are my secrets? You know, I mean, I happen to be a really driven individual, so it takes a lot of determination, a lot of will, a lot of self-control, and dreaming really big, and anybody can do it. Just a matter of taking one step and then the next and the next and the next. So I guess that's not really a secret. Everybody has
I think what I'm
them.
Going for is what are some tricks that you figured out that saves you a lot of time and then makes it so it's very doable so you can fit all your food prep in a day in addition to getting everything else done that you got to do?
Oh, gotcha. And, you know, I actually stopped doing food prep, like big food prep like a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. I stopped doing that probably around the first of the year. I like my food to be fresh, so mm-hmm. I will, if I absolutely have to prep something, I will do it the night before so that it's ready for me the next day. But like I mentioned before, I always have, if I'm going to do fasted cardio in the morning, I've got my post, you know, shake ready to go. So when I'm done with the fasted cardio, I can pound some protein, and then I've got my pot on the stove so I can whip up my oats really quick. My gym bag's already packed. I put everything out at night. My supplements are on the counter. I mean, right down to the measuring spoons that I use for my coconut oil or, you know, anything that I need to measure out my tea. The measuring cups are sitting there. Everything's just ready to go. And then if I don't have time when I get home to make something, like I said, I'll have it prepared the night before in the refrigerator. Either I warm it up or it gets put in a bag, and that's, you have to do that or you won't stick to it. It's just
One thing that I just heard that you do that I think is unique, because I haven't done this, and this sounds like something I might want to do when I'm ready to start transforming, is you put out all your tools the night before. So what you're saying is when you wake up in the morning, all of your kitchen is already set up and ready for you to start making your meals.
Everything.
For the day. That's interesting.
Plus, I don't want to wake my kids up either. So.
Right, all the clanging and drawer opening and closing, is that what you mean? To avoid that?
Yeah, because I wake up at 5 something every morning. So if, I'm getting up, I mean, I'm hungry immediately. So I'm usually cooking within the first 20 minutes, so I'm awake. And I don't want to wake them up at, 5:45 or 6 a.m. So it gives me time to have my own thoughts for a little bit. But, yeah, I do. I have everything set out. And if someone moves that, it's just not a good situation.
you get a little psycho on them, huh? And when you have your oats in the morning, is it just like plain old Quaker oatmeal, or do you get like the steel cut kernels and then try to cook that?
Well, I'm gluten free, so I buy the Trader Joe's gluten free brand is what I get, actually, the oats, and they're just it's just rolled oats.
Rolled oats,
gluten free.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So the other thing that I noticed about your diet here is that there's nothing in here that looks like it even takes very long to prepare anyway. Like for example, I mean, I just did an interview with Derek Treesize a couple days ago, and Derek gets a lot of his nutrition is from beans, and I don't know about you, but it freaking takes me forever to cook beans. I mean, it's like a whole process. I mean, thank God we have a slow cooker. But even still, it's a long process. It's not something that I can walk into my house, and if I don't have it ready, I can say, oh, I want beans right now, because I can't have it unless I'm busting it straight out of a can. But he does his from a dry bag. So I'm looking at your meals here. I mean, the rice cake, the peanut butter and stuff, that you just kind of you slap on. The yams, I'm guessing, what do you bake those ahead of time? So you've got a lot to go.
Yeah, I do. And my husband helps with a lot of that stuff, too. So he actually made us some yams last night. He usually makes the yams for me. That and the tempeh, because I do cook tempeh in a pan where I kind of like it browned a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it as far as cooking. If I really want some beans that bad, I will have to say that I will just open a can. If I really want them that bad, I will, unless it's like lentils or something. Lentils cook up pretty quickly, but nothing. I have to keep it as simple as I can for success myself.
Now I'm like, I'm going to be 37 this year, and I feel like it, as far as my kitchen maturity level goes, I'm still in college. I'm horrible in the kitchen. I'm just the worst cook that I know, and I keep things simple. Usually, I don't usually make stuff to eat. I just eat the ingredients, and I let my stomach try to figure it out and sort it out. So, I'm going to ask you, how do you steam? I like this meal. This meal of the tofu, the tempeh, plus the vegetables, and you steam all that together. How do you steam it? I mean, what do you do? Do you put all those into a pan and put a cover over it with some water, or do you use a steamer or a rice cooker? How do you prepare that meal?
Yeah, typically I will use just a big pot that I have, and I'll use a spaghetti colander that goes on top, and then the veggies go on the bottom, the tofu goes on the top, and then I put the lid on it and let it steam a little bit. Now, through my prep, I did use my microwave. I know, horrible. But when you're trying to keep prepped and, oh my gosh, go through all of that, I mean, it's emotionally draining. It's physically, it can be, especially towards the end. So, with that, at times I would just put the veggies in a bowl with the lid on the top and pop it in the microwave. But typically I'll use a colander over a pot and then put a lid on it. And I mean, it only takes a few minutes. So, and that's for both, usually I'll do it for both meals. For that day, like I don't make a bunch of, I won't make a ton of it to have for a few days. Like I said, I like it fresh, so I'll make it for the two meals, unless I decide to have tempeh, and then I cook that a little bit different. But
sure, sure. All right, so that's cool. Okay, so if I wanted to make this myself, and what kind of vegetables do you steam together? Broccoli, you said, was one of them.
Broccoli and asparagus are usually my go-to, but I will do zucchini, cabbage. Those are kind of my favorite things. And with lime and cayenne pepper on the top is the way I really like it.
On top, and you put the lime and cayenne pepper on while it's steaming or after you pull it out?
After.
Okay, so I get a pot. I put a bunch of cauliflower and asparagus at the bottom of the pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much water?
Or at the bottom of the colander, not the pot.
Oh, the bottom of the colander, not the pot.
Right, so you got the pot. You got the
colander
on top.
So it never touches the water.
No.
Oh, okay. See, this is important. Now I know this. My audience right now, they're like, "What are you, a dumbass, Tom? What's going on?" I got to ask these questions. It needs to be that concrete for me to really get it. Okay, cool. Yeah. See, I would have screwed it up already. All right. Water first, then the colander, then the vegetables and the tofu in the colander.
Yes. That's
and then shut
important.
The lid. Turn it on. How long do you steam it for?
I like my stuff to be perfectly tender crisp, obviously, right in the middle there, so it doesn't lose nutrients. And, I mean, to be honest, I like it really dead, but I don't because it's not good. So I want to say like 10 to 12 minutes.
Yeah, so when you pull off the lid, it's just like that bright, vibrant green color.
Right, exactly. That's
yeah,
really
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try this because you know, it's it's like I'm at the point where I want to learn how to do this, and I've tried in the past, and usually it's turned out to be a disaster. So all I do is I pretty much eat the ingredients raw unless somebody makes it for me. So
well, that works too, you know.
More like a caveman, yeah. But you know what? I want my stuff to taste better too. And plus, it's very hard for me to show pictures of my stuff. You know, here's a raw stem of broccoli. Here you go.
Right.
Enjoy. Nobody wants to eat that. All right. Very cool. Well. What we're going to do, Yolanda, is we're going to take a little break right now, and we're going to put a close to this segment. And on the next episode, what I want you and I to do is let's discuss your full workout routine. I want to know how you work out, what if you do a training split, what your split looks like, and so on, especially for teaching women how to get some of that beautiful lean muscle mass that you've been able to build yourself. Does that sound cool?
Awesome. Sounds great.
Awesome. Great. Great. So wonderful. Now, Yolanda, before I wrap this up, do you have a website or a Facebook page so people can contact you, or if they want to learn more about you, how would they do that?
They can look me up on Facebook at Fit Vegan Chick Yolanda Presswood.
Fit Vegan Chick Yolanda Presswood. Okay, what we'll do is I'll make sure if those of you listening, if you're having trouble finding her, I'll provide a link in the episode description so that you can go to her Facebook page directly from there. Very, very cool. Yolanda, I want to thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the workout segment of this interview. So stay tuned for the next episode. Folks, if you haven't already, make sure that you pick up your very own free copy of the Vegan Muscle ebook. Go to veganmusclebook.com. I want to tell you also, we've made some enhancements to it. So those of you who already have it, as of August 4th, 2013, we've made some updates to it. So feel free to enter your email address in again, or go to the same page where you downloaded the book originally. Go to the same page, and if you re-download it, it will have the new information. It's a couple more pages added to it, some extra good, fun, interesting information for you so that you can succeed at your vegan muscle building journey. Also, if you'd like questions to be answered from me or from Yolanda, if you can get in touch with Yolanda, feel free to field them over to me at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. Also, feel free to join the conversation that's already taking place at our Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. From the bottom of my heart, this is your host, Thomas Tadlock, of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.